Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. So there was some big news this week from Apple Computer, or I guess just Apple Inc. these days, about the release of their new iPhone. So the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus are available. And if all sales indications are correct, they're going to have a record-setting pre-sale of the phone, which I think is great. I think if people are really excited about the technology, they really want to go after it. They really want to take that technology and absorb it in and use it somehow to make their life better. But I really got to thinking about what is it about the way that we're taught about the iPhone that makes it so compelling? And then kind of how does that relate to how we think about our own photography? So if we look at how the iPhone's being sold to us, we're told that it has 3D multi-touch, which allows us to more quickly access information on the phone. It gives developers new ways of allowing us to access information. We can do things we've never been able to do before. It has a 12 megapixel camera to create more lasting memories. It uses live photo and has some technology never before seen in an iPhone. It has 4K resolution. So it has all these great technologies to allow us to capture more video and more images to really kind of solidify the importance of those memories and moments in our lives. It has an A9 processor for desktop performance. It allows for really amazing, high-speed, much more rich graphic processing so that we can actually do more with our phones. It's becoming a smarter and smarter handheld computer. It has an integrated and improved Touch ID for faster and better performance. So when you put your thumb down there, it's going to be read even faster and more accurately than it was before. It has faster Wi-Fi and faster LTE. So that's just going to allow you to more easily and quickly download anything you want from the web. They say it's an experience unlike any other on a phone like any other. And I think one of the other really interesting selling points about it is they say that the only thing that changed is everything. And I thought that was a really interesting marketing technique. Because one of the things that's interesting there is I thought about, well, what if we sold our photographs like that? What if they came out every year, we took a set of photographs we had, we improved on them somehow, and then we resold them? So, you know, maybe the first point is printed on paper, so rich and so lustrous that you can actually feel both sides of the paper. It makes you want to touch the photograph. It becomes so real. More memories than you even care to remember. You have more photographs now that will invoke even stronger memories than you had before because I've done such a good job editing these photographs and processing these photographs that the thing you thought you remembered, yeah, that's not true. These are even more rich memories. Working on the editing of this took half the time it did before. So you thought that photograph I showed you last year was amazing? No, this one took half the time, and I was able to do that through these amazing new presets and plugins. And so because of that, this photograph's better. Half the time in the editing room, half the time behind the camera composing. So it just became that much stronger and better. You can look at these photographs on both Macs and PCs. You can download them in half the time. I've made these photographs so small that they have so much more information in them that you'll be able to enjoy them on so many more devices. Not only that, these photographs can be put in any size frame you want. So there's a myriad of accessories available for you to actually use with your photographs. Now, if we tried to sell photographs that way, people would think we were crazy. They'd say, wait a minute, you took the exact same thing you had last year. You made some small tweaks to it, printed it on different paper. You printed it on different plugins and presets. Maybe you printed it out of Photoshop instead of Lightroom. Or maybe you bought a PC instead of a Mac. But fundamentally, what has actually changed there? And what it comes down to is what Apple is attempting to do is ascribe a level of value. They want to make us believe that the new phone is more valuable than the phone we had. And not in terms of the verb value, estimating the monetary worth of the iPhone, but really something that is determined to be important, worthwhile, or useful to us is what Apple's trying to ascribe is that there is more value here. So for the same amount of money, you're getting more than you were before. And I think that's really the key when we start to think about our own photography is what actually makes the photograph valuable? What makes it valuable over time? If you think back about the collection of fine art photography, oftentimes it's photographs that are starting to be collected later in somebody's life as we establish that they have a longevity to them. or there's a certain number of photographs that are put into a limited series. So there's a perception of scarcity there, and that creates value. But ultimately, I think one of the things you need to decide is what actually makes something of value to you in your own photography. Because if we think about a broader sense of value, there's a set of standards that we live by that are our core values. What are those? What are those within your photography? If you create an image and you consider that photograph to be done, do you then revisit that photograph a year later, 2 years later, and reprocess it and re-edit it and treat it as if it is something better? Maybe that's okay for you. Maybe that is a way you want to go about working with your photography, is as your skills improve, you revisit things over and over again and the prints get better. We see that in the history of photography. Ansel Adams several times came back in and what are considered some of his most iconic photographs today were reprinted over his lifetime. And as he got better as a printer, the prints actually improved. And then they got set in our memory as this is a classic Ansel Adams photograph. I think there is some value in coming back and looking at that. I also think there's something that we need to decide of what determines importance and usefulness of the photograph. So if we decide what is it about the photograph that is becoming valuable. Because one of the things that people do is they make a bunch of photographs, but they don't necessarily think about how they want those photographs used, or do they think about what they believe to be the value of those photographs beyond just they'd like somebody to see them. So if you have photographs that you want somebody to purchase, the value of those photographs is going to be on determining whether they're worth $5, $50, $100, $1,000. If you think the value is in them being seen, then you'd want to print them and put them on every telephone pole and on every bulletin board you could find so that people could see the work. There's a whole range of options that are in there. And I think one of the really interesting pieces is if we think about what we want the value of the work to be, it allows us to think about how to create the work and then how to share that work so that it actually meets those objectives. Because if our goal is to make a lot of money, that is way different than having our work seen by a lot of people. For some photographers, that may go hand in hand, but for most, that's never going to be the case. Photography is a very challenging and difficult art to be in, and you're not just going to easily make a lot of money and have people see a lot of your work. That happens so rarely that I think what you need to decide is which one of those do you want to focus on. Also, I think there's an interesting notion that there is this idea within the world of value that something becomes more beneficial, it has a higher value. Going back to what Apple does with the iPhone is this becomes more of a benefit for you to have this tool, to have these increased technologies and these higher speed cameras and all these different options make it more beneficial to have this phone than a different phone. If you think about a photograph and a photographic project and think about how is it beneficial to you as a person, to a broader audience, and then maybe to the world as a whole, that might really define how and why you create some of the work, because the benefit and the value sits in how is it more broadly received by such a large group of people. What I would encourage you to do is to sit down and really think about what is it about your own work that is valuable to you? How do you define value within your own work? For a lot of people, I think it might be they're just learning the process. And so there's value in just getting these technical skills down and taking those small steps to learn about shutter speeds and apertures and how to do things in Photoshop. I also think there's a strong interest in understanding, you know, how do I sell my work? So maybe the value is in figuring out how do you make a living? How do you make money in this thing that you're passionate about? I think for other people, the value might be in just having the work shown and seen. So for you, what is it about your work that makes it have value? And also think about what is it that is in the intrinsic nature of the way you work that is valuable? Because probably for a lot of you, it's not just the photograph at the end. There's something valuable to the entire process. The experience of moving behind the camera, interacting with your subjects, getting out with nature, spending time with people taking their portraits, whatever that is, there's probably value there as well. So what is the benefit of actually using that as you figure out what the value is of your photography? Combine all those things together, and I think you might be able to come up with your own little marketing pitch about, you know, what makes your photographs valuable to you and what you hope makes them valuable to other people. Because it's not just about scarcity. It's not just about having a new, unique vision. There's something in the way we create work and the way we look at work where we look for, is it have a goodness to it? Does it help people? Does it have merit? Does it hold up over time? There's a lot of things we can add into that association of value. So I would encourage you to really think about that. What is it about your own work that makes it valuable? I hope I've given you a few things to think about. I hope if you've pre-ordered your iPhone that all of those amazing pieces of technology that are in the marketing pitch work out for you great. I will probably have mine on order here shortly as well. Have a great week behind the camera. Thanks again for tuning into this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. You can always check us out on iTunes, or you can find us at www.theperceptivephotographer.com.